This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel intensified its bombardment of Rafah in Gaza South Wednesday. Residents said over a dozen members of one family were killed in an airstrike. In Jerusalem, Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz cited promising early signs of progress on a new deal to release hostages held by Hamas militants in Gaza amid talks conducted by the United States, Egypt, and Qatar to secure a pause in the war. The Israeli army said it had stepped up operations in Khan Yunis, a city just north of Rafah. About 1.5 million people are estimated to be crammed into Rafah on the southernmost fringe of the enclave close to the border with Egypt, most of them having fled their homes further north to escape Israel's military onslaught. Syrian state TV has reported Israeli strikes at a neighborhood of Damascus, killing two people and causing material damage. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
It reported that several missiles hit a western neighborhood of the capital. The strike damaged the fourth floor of a 10-story building, shattering window glass on nearby buildings and also damaging dozens of cars parked in the area. Israel has carried out hundreds of strikes on targets inside government-controlled parts of war-torn Syria in recent years. Israel rarely acknowledges its actions in Syria, but it has said that it targets bases of Iran-allied militant groups such as Lebanon's Hezbollah. I'm Karen Chamas.
Farmers protesting in India used kites on Wednesday to ensnare police drones used by security forces to fire tear gas on demonstrators in an attempt to disperse them. The farmers also fired slingshots and flare guns on the drones. For the past week, thousands of farmers fought pitched battles with security forces some 200 kilometers north of Delhi after police stopped their march to the capital to demand higher prices for their crops from the government. This is VOA.